What's going on, psychology class? This is Allie, Owen, and Ava coming to you live from the Lancer Library with some information that's very important. Today we're going to be talking about heroin.
Yeah, Allie. So heroin is an opioid drug made from morphine, derived from the poppy plant. Ironically, it was originally introduced as an alternative to cure morphine addiction, although it is now morphed into the addictive drug that it is today. Heroin's a depressant. It depresses neural activity, it lessens pain and anxiety in people that take it, and it's very addictive. Federally, heroin's a Schedule I drug, meaning possession will bring the harshest penalties under law. It also means there is no accepted medical use and that it has a high potential for abuse.
Some behavioral effects people with heroin have are, on the initial use, they do experience a rush of pleasure and a sense of well-being and joy. But eventually they're typically in a drowsy, euphoric state for a couple hours and their thinking is very clouded, leading them to make poor decisions.
The sensation of being high that Ava was talking about comes from the fact that heroin binds to the MOR receptors on your neurons and causes the brain to release dopamine. And then you feel great, but then there's a big crash that comes down that causes nausea and vomiting and drowsiness and like really, really bad withdrawal symptoms. And long-term effects of these, if you keep using heroin to avoid the withdrawals, it creates imbalances in the neural and hormonal systems that are not reversed, that you don't produce as much dopamine, there's a loss in white matter in your brain. Some of the other long-term effects that go along with heroin use are decreased sexual function and a stop in women's menstrual cycles. People who repeatedly snort heroin can damage their muscle tissue in their nose and have it cause a deviated septum, or people that inject it can have collapsed veins, bacterial infections, and also contract HIV, hepatitis B and C, as well as a host of other bloodborne viruses from the use of sharing needles and other things like heroin.
London County actually has a huge problem with heroin. Owen, take it away.
Thanks, Ava. The London County has actually had 32 deaths due to opioid overdoses per 100,000 people in the year 2017, significantly higher than the rate of 8.7 seen in New London County in 2009, and still way higher than the national average of 14.9 seen in 2017. So what's being done in our area to help combat this? Well, there's a program where city firefighters will accompany recovery navigators and go around knocking on the doors of those who've overdosed. They help after they've already experienced trauma to help them try and recover from their addiction. Yale also provides immediate care for someone who reaches out for help, and there's many addiction treatment programs scattered all across Connecticut. There's even one on Bank Street, New London, and there's also some faith-based programs throughout the county. Also, Connecticut legislators each year dedicate an entire day to writing and passing legislation related only to combating the opioid abuse problem in the state. So let's open the floor to debate. The debate currently going on is, how do we treat these people with addiction? Some think that the better option is to put them in prison for longer sentences. Others think it should be decreased to try and help these people. Allie, how do you feel about this?
Well, I think that putting these poor people into facilities where there's no available medical help for them is just detrimental to society and to the people that are involved. Over all across the country, only 5 detention centers currently induct people into medical-assisted treatment programs for opioid addiction. And if they don't, they have what are called detox tanks, which are often overcrowded and not sterile locations where addicts who are experiencing withdrawal symptoms are placed. Sometimes, to help combat the withdrawal symptoms, sufferers are offered clonidine, a blood pressure medication to help with opioid withdrawals, but in most detention centers in the United States, that is not the case.
Okay, Allie. So what I think you're saying is that this issue of addiction and heroin is more of like a disease rather than morally the people are wrong. How do you feel about this, Ava?
Personally, I feel like the sentences should be longer on a national level, but however, in Connecticut, I feel like our prison sentence for possession of drugs is pretty good. For example, the first offense for possession of heroin in Connecticut is a 7-year jail term and a $50,000 fine. And typically, let's be real, sometimes people make their second offense, which is a 15-year jail term and a $100,000 fine. That is a lot of money and a lot of time in jail.
But there are often really well-intentioned people that get hooked on heroin after being on prescription drugs and they run out of money. How do you feel that their whole lives are destroyed by these prison sentences?
These people under the influence of drugs typically tend to make poor decisions, like hurting people and or neglecting children, murder, all those bad things. And if they are put in jail for long periods of time, they are taken out of that society and put in a new society where they could be rehabilitated. For example, in the local city of New London, there was an instance where a young male who was abusing heroin attacked an 88-year-old man, and he was sentenced to 6 years in jail, and his mother personally thanked the judge for sentencing his son for that amount of time because she believes it saved his life and helped him with his addiction.
But there's a large rate of people coming out of jail and going back to using heroin because they were not properly treated, they didn't get the medical attention, the psychological attention that they need to kick that habit.
We put a lot of money into our prison systems in Connecticut, and I feel like they do a solid job at helping people, and being in jail longer will prevent these people from coming back out and making those mistakes again.
Yeah, so that's the debate. How do you guys feel? Thanks for listening.
And always remember, heroin is the number one drug we never do.
Period.